Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman, and welcome to this Thursday edition of Perfect 10. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes. I have 10 brand new questions for you today, all designed to educate, to entertain, and of course, to irritate the life out of you. But I know that they will leave you feeling smarter too. And that is what Perfect 10 really is all about. Now, this is our final quiz before tomorrow's Flashback Friday episode, where I'm going to test you on our favourite questions from our enormous back catalogue of podcasts. But for now, back to today. Today is the 18th of April, and it was on this day in 1906 that a huge earthquake hit San Francisco. High-intensity shaking led to devastating fires that lasted for several days. More than 3,000 people died, and over 80% of the city was destroyed, an enormous natural disaster. Well, it's now time for today's podcast. Can you get a perfect 10 score today? I hope so. Let's find out, because here come your questions. Question one is your starter for a perfect 10. What is the only sign of the Western Zodiac that has a name that contains the letter Q? With a little bit of thought, you'll probably be able to work out the answer to that one and get yourself a point. Question two is clues in the news, and you're about to hear a fictional news story which contains clues to the title of a UK number one single from 2006. But can you work out which single it was? Here comes the clip.
We begin tonight with a shocking story. A woman has devoured an entire male human. More on this story when we have it.
So what do you think it was? Which UK number one single from 2006 was contained in clues in that news story? Question three, time for a maths-based carolateral thinking. London is 5 hours ahead of New York. A flight from London to New York takes 8 hours and 15 minutes. If I took off from London at 3 a.m., what time would it be in New York when I landed? Have a little think. See if you can come up with the right answer. As always, if you'd like some extra time, please feel free to press pause and I will still be here when you're ready to move on. It's question four, so it's time to put your memory to the test. And as it's Tasty Thursday, I have a recipe for you, but as always, make sure you listen carefully, as I will ask you a question immediately after.
It's Arunjay here with your weekly recipe, and today we're going to make some delicious peanut butter cookies. You will need 200 grams of peanut butter, 175 grams of golden caster sugar, a quarter teaspoon of fine table salt, and one large egg. Heat the oven to 180 degrees and line two large baking trays with baking parchment. Measure the peanut butter and sugar into a bowl. Add the fine table salt and mix well with a wooden spoon. Add the egg and mix again until the mixture forms a dough. Break off cherry tomato sized chunks of dough and place on the trays. Press the cookies down with the back of a fork to squash them a little. Bake the dough for 12 minutes until golden around the edges and paler in the center. Cool on the trays for 10 minutes, then transfer to a wire rack to cool completely.
Ooh, those peanut butter cookies sounded great, didn't they? But were you listening closely enough? Well, let's find out, because here comes the question. How many grams of peanut butter are required for the recipe? Can you remember that particular piece of info for a point? How many grams of peanut butter? As always, I'm going to give you all of the answers after today's final question. Questions 5, 6 and 7 are all part of the same family, the frivolous, the familiar and the fun. Well, they are a set of questions that test your knowledge of the everyday, and we call them the three Fs. So here is question 5. The characters Trigger, Denzel and Boise all regularly appeared in which British sitcom? I can tell you it's a very popular show, but do you know which one it is? Question 6, time for some food. Harland Sanders was the founder of which global fast food chain? This one might be easier than it first sounds. Question 7, time for some songs. Born to Make You Happy and Oops, I Did It Again are UK number one singles by which American singer? Do those titles sound familiar? Born to Make You Happy and Oops, I Did It Again. I think you know the answer to that one. Moving on to question 8, and you'll need your word head on for two in, two out. So which two letters can you change in the word cheer, C-H-E-E-R, to make a farm animal? Swap those two letters, find the animal, and get a point. It's time for I know this. And as it's First Letters Thursday today, it's all about initials. So which 1985 film has the initials B-T-T-F? What do you think that film could be? B-T-T-F. And now it's time for the final question of today. Well done. Here comes today's anagram. Which sport is an anagram of mind baton? Mind, M-I-N-D. Baton, B-A-T-O-N. Please rearrange those letters and find the sport. And there you have it, another perfect 10. Done and dusted. Well done. 10 questions, 10 points, 10 minutes. But did you score a perfect 10 today? Here's where you find out. Good luck.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Question 1, and I started with, what is the only sign in the Western Zodiac that has a name that contains the letter Q? And the answer is the sign of Aquarius. Question 2 was clues in the news, and today we were looking for the title of a UK number one single from 2006.
We begin tonight with a shocking story. A woman has devoured an entire male human. More on this story when we have it.
And the single was Man Eater by Nelly Furtado. Well done if you got it right. Question 3, Carol Lateral Thinking. Today it was maths. London is 5 hours ahead of New York. A flight from London to New York takes 8 hours and 15 minutes. If I took off from London at 3 a.m., what time would it be in New York when I landed? Well, the answer is you would arrive in New York at 6:15 a.m. When you take off from London at 3 a.m., the time in New York would be 5 hours earlier at 10 p.m. the previous day. The flight then takes 8 hours and 15 minutes. So from 10 p.m. in New York, you add on 8 hours and 15 minutes, and that brings you to an arrival time of 6:15 a.m. local time. Question 4 was our memory round, and today we were learning how to make some utterly delicious peanut butter cookies. I asked you how many grams of peanut butter were required for the recipe, and could you remember? The answer is 200 grams of peanut butter. We move into our run of 3 frivolous, familiar and fun questions. Question 5 was all about a very famous sitcom. The characters Trigger, Denzel and Boise all regularly appeared in which British sitcom? And the answer is Only Fools and Horses. Question 6, and it was time for some fast food. Harland Sanders was the founder of which global fast food chain? It is, of course, KFC. Question 7. Born to Make You Happy and Oops, I Did It Again are UK number one singles by which American singer? The answer is Britney Spears. And her other UK number one singles are Hit Me Baby One More Time, Toxic, Every Time and Scream and Shout. Question 8. two in, two out, which two letters can you change in the word cheer to make a farm animal? But if you change the letter C to an S and the letter R to a P, you will get sheep. S-H-E-E-P. Question nine was, I know this, but did you? I asked you. Which 1985 film has the initials B-T-T-F? And the answer is Back to the Future. Back to the Future, B-T-T-F. Now, although the film's main character, Marty McFly, is famously played by Michael J. Fox, he wasn't actually the first actor in the role. When production of Back to the Future began, Eric Stoltz was cast as Marty, and he shot a number of scenes for the movie before producers decided that Fox would be a better fit for the role. So as a result, they had to reshoot all of Marty, the character's, scenes. And finally, question 10, our anagram. Which sport is an anagram of mind baton? Could you work it out? The answer is badminton, spelt B-A-D-M-I-N-T-O-N. So, did you get a great score today? Don't worry if you didn't, as you can come back tomorrow for Flashback Friday and have another go. Every day, of course, spent with us in the Perfect 10 family is a day where you've given your mind a good old workout. Please let us know how you did today, though. Send us your scores, because we really do love seeing how everyone is getting on. Come and be a part of the family. All you have to do is follow us on @Perfect10Carol on Facebook, Instagram or TikTok. And we've got lots of visual daily bonus content over there to keep your brain ticking over between episodes. So please join us then. Right, I'm Carol Vorderman. That was my Perfect 10 for you. I hope you have a perfect day. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/Perfect10 for more information.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.